This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring a discussion on World No Tobacco Day. The participants are Dr. Anant Mohan, Head of Department in Pulmonary Medicine of All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS, New Delhi, and Lalima Aneja Dang, Anchor.
Today is World No Tobacco Day, and it has been observed since 1988 on the 31st of May every year. And of course, the idea is to draw global attention to the tobacco epidemic and the diseases it causes. For more on this, we are now joined by Dr. Anant Mohan, Head of Department, Pulmonary Medicine, All India Institute of Medical Sciences. Welcome, Dr. Mohan, to Akashvani Studios.
Thank you very much.
Sir, how serious is this tobacco addiction problem? Let's start with India.
The tobacco addiction problem is enormous, actually. Addiction, or rather, let us say, consumption or use in any form. So it is a very serious issue, a problem of enormous magnitude. The problem is that many times it starts pretty early in life, unfortunately, and even from school-going kids, all when they are exposed or somehow they get into this habit, and then gradually it goes on and on lifelong. So it leads to a variety of diseases, and those diseases can be involving many organs, and this may be either airway diseases in the lungs, or it may be cancerous diseases. And among these, the commonest ones, as you all know, would be the oral cancer, the mouth cancer, or anything related to inside the mouth cavity, the lips, the gums, or even the tongue, the throat cancers, the cancers involving the nose, and also followed by the lung cancer. So these are some of the commonest cancers which can be caused by consumption of tobacco or tobacco-related products. And together, all these cancers constitute a significant proportion of cancers in this country. I would say even 20 to 30%, I would say, if we total them all together. So you can very well imagine the enormity of the issue over here. And this is only cancers. Apart from that, we have the COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary diseases, and many other diseases which are caused, lung diseases which can be caused by smoking. That again, statistically, is one of the third biggest cause of deaths from respiratory disease in the country. So absolute figures are really mind-boggling. So overall, it's a very, very serious problem and has to be tackled extremely seriously.
Dr. Mohan, what all comes under the ambit of tobacco? We know that right at the bottom is the bidi, and then we have cigarettes, we have cigars. Do we have e-cigarettes as well, vaping, and what about pan masala and gutkha?
Yes, they are not exactly all of them tobacco, but yes, the bidis, the cigarettes, the cigars and gutkhas, all of them definitely fall under the ambit of tobacco consumption. And one can be inhaled form of tobacco. Mm-hmm. So it is through the inhaled route. These are the bidis and the cigarettes and the cigars, etc. So these are all the inhaled form, the vaping and the electronic cigarettes. These are all the inhaled forms. Then there may be the chewable forms in which the tobacco is just chewed, or it is just, or the pan masalas and other forms of tobaccos are chewed and kept in the mouth. They are slowly chewed. They may be just kept there just for the taste, but gradually they get absorbed from the mouth and the oral cavity. So they are not inhaled, but they are kind of swallowed, eaten or absorbed from the mouth. So these are the five or six types in which it can be done. Then of course, in the villages, you have the people smoking the hookahs.
Right.
So hookahs also contain the tobacco and all these things. So all these, by inhaled or by oral consumption, they are the two main routes by which tobacco may be consumed.
Is pan masala also in the tobacco ambit?
Correct. Pan masala also, that is by the oral consumed route, yeah.
Dr. Mohan, we find that there are lots of ads we see around, and there's an influx of ads almost coercing our people, especially our impressionable minds, to consume these products.
Regulatory mechanisms, I'm sure, are in place. So that has to be looked at by the concerned authorities. And obviously, whatever these things show, it may influence impressionable minds. There is no doubt about that. The onus is upon both the people doing it, the people making it, and also the people regulating it, and also the people seeing it. So all of them together, all of them will have to kind of note that these things are harmful, and it is something to be actually kept away from. And that is where the role of the other awareness, health awareness programs also is important, to give the actual side of the picture.
Yes, on cigarettes, you see a horrible mouth which has been affected by cancer as a deterrent. We've also seen in the last few years when you see films and you see a hero or somebody smoking, there is a caption which comes, say, a ticker which says that
yes,
consumption of tobacco is injurious to health, smoking is injurious to health. Do you think a lot more needs to be done because the problem does exist anyways?
Yes, of course. So these are obviously some steps, like the two examples that you mentioned. There are two steps, significant steps, I would say, in the direction that at least person who is using these products should be told well in his face that, look, these are bad things and they can cause definite disease, dreadful diseases. So it should be known to that person, at least, because so that one makes a decision. Everybody who takes this obviously is of a sound mind and he is a reasonable person to make decision, informed decision. So the information is being given to him. Similarly, in the movies also, it is written that this is smoking is injurious or tobacco is injurious to health and causes cancer, etc. So these are ways to, in your face, tell that, look, these are bad, in spite of the fact that they might be used in the entertainment business or wherever they are used. But of course, yes, there is scope for improvement. A lot more needs to be done, and various other public health measures, public health activities, awareness activities at every step, starting from, I would say, school, in fact, from books or from other methods by conducting small workshops or other print media, by whatever means, more and more awareness needs to be done and percolated down to every level.
Dr. Mohan, you are in charge of your department, pulmonary medicine. What is the trend that you've been seeing? Let's talk about the cure now. If there is an addiction, especially amongst, have you observed some kind of a target group, whether it is age group or whether it is some particular class which is more prone to addiction, tobacco addiction?
Well, unfortunately, it is mostly the younger people who get hooked on more. So that is what happens. And, you know, especially in villages, they start off from very young age, probably even from the school age also. So the teenage groups and all those, they are the ones who are most impressionable and they are the ones who probably start at that point of time, and then that goes on for many years after that. So it is mostly the younger and the middle-aged group that is involved. And the trend that we have seen probably is that, of course, and all ladies also are probably on the rise, use of these products among ladies, which was not there in this country earlier, but now it seems to be more on the rise. That also a disturbing pattern is something which we are seeing.
When you talk about ladies being addicted to tobacco, that means bidi and cigarette, and you mean it cuts across all classes?
Well, I can't make such a general statement. I don't have evidence to that, but these are just something that we have observed over a period of time. For example, even in villages, if you go around, you will see the gents obviously would be smoking. They would be smoking the hookahs and the bidis, but even the ladies do. And now, biomass exposure and smoking, bidi cigarette smoking in ladies is also being recognized to be a very important factor in development of respiratory disease in ladies. Mm-hmm. That is COPD, which is very common. So obviously there is something happening there. And even in the metropolitan, in the cities, the trend is that the use of tobacco among the females is on the rise. So that is there.
You are in the pulmonary medicine department, Dr. Mohan. If you have patients whose lungs are affected by tobacco problem, how reversible and or irreversible for that matter are these medical problems related to tobacco addiction?
Efforts have to be made to get him off the tobacco, the cigarette, bidi, or whatever he's doing. First of all, of course, as part of the general workup, we look at his lungs, we look at his lung function, we assess him as a whole, whether he's having any disease per se or not. He may be having a disease, he may not actually be having a disease also, or he may be having just intermittent problems like, you know, the chronic cough. Some people have a smoker's cough,
right,
bronchitis type of a cough. They just keep on coughing without anything else happening. So that usually is reversible if the smoking is stopped completely over a period of time. That can reverse. But if the lung is already damaged or the airways are already, breathing channels are already damaged, then even after stopping, they may not reverse completely, but they may. So obviously we cannot predict who will improve, who will not improve, but we just have to stop the inciting factor, which is the tobacco smoke and everything. And then gradually over a period of time, if the exposure is not so heavy and if the lungs have not become so damaged, we do expect at least some degree of improvement over a period of time. Then, of course, there are some de-addiction methods. There are some medicines also which are available which may help, are supposed to help in helping a patient get out of that. They are not very easy to find. They are a little difficult to get in the market, slightly expensive, but they are there. And then, of course, it is more about behavioral therapy, psychotherapy, trying to make the person understand. And ultimately, it will be his own willpower, his own understanding that will make him go off it. You know, nobody can force somebody to go off tobacco.
Right.
But we can just tell them about it and then they have to get it done on their own.
In fact, this year the theme is protecting children from tobacco interference. So indeed, it's very important that children be taught or somehow, they say that keep the children busy, especially teenagers which are of impressionable minds, that they don't fall into bad company. It all starts with that little experiment and then addiction happens. So we have to stop it there and then, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, the trend is that most of the smokers are of the younger age group. And younger age group, I mean the teenagers and somewhere in that age group. So they are the ones who are most impressionable. And at that stage, the lungs are sometimes even at the phase of development, they are not even fully developed. So if at that time one starts smoking, you can very well imagine how much the development of the lung is going to be affected. And that will remain for him throughout his life and hamper his lifestyle for his entire life, if not causing disease later. So they are definitely the target population on whom a significant proportion of our health, public health efforts and all the awareness efforts should be focused and concentrated. So they are a very important target group.
And doctor, what are your views on e-cigarettes? Because some people say that, oh, they are not so harmful. Perception is there. Vaping has caught on in many of countries, especially the developed nations. What are your views on that?
Electronic cigarettes and vaping is completely banned in India. Legally, it is banned because we all know and that whatever was the evidence earlier, like you said, people thought it is not very harmful and all, but it has been demonstrated by significant evidence that it is not harmless as well. So why to take something which is harmful at all and justify it by saying that it is less harmful compared to something else?
Exactly.
So in India, it is legally totally banned, whether it is a sale, manufacture or use. Mm-hmm. And I feel the same way that it is not something that should be tried or attempted, and one should not use this and do this and say that, okay, it is at least better than, less harmful than the normal cigarette, so why not use it? So I don't think that really holds true.
In that sense, we are better off than the Western countries because there they have vaping stations and so on that attract
a lot of youth
and they get hooked onto it. To sum up, Dr. Mohan, what would your advice be to the youngsters of the country as far as tobacco addiction is concerned? Do you think it is that tipping point where they just start trying out of curiosity that what is it great about smoking? It is being glorified in the old movies and so on. What would your advice be to the youngsters who are of very tender age and impressionable minds?
Well, my advice would be, first of all, they should be well informed. They should know that any form of tobacco consumption is very, very harmful, any form. And experimentation with this or whether it is drugs, all these things, it may look glamorous, but it is extremely harmful. And like you have said, it is very easy to get hooked onto this. So they should be very careful and they have to be kind of make their own informed decisions. They should be given adequate public health education and they have to stay away from all these kind of activities. Absolutely, I would say.
Doctor, we often talk about passive smoking. We all know about active smoking, but what are your views on passive smoking?
Yes, so that's also an important question because many times one person in the house is smoking, the others are not, but they are obviously living in the same house.
Mm-hmm.
Many times they are in the same room, the room may not be ventilated, especially in the slums, where the houses are so small, everybody is in one poorly ventilated room.
Hmm.
There is no ventilation. They are all living in juggies. So the other people get affected. And passive smoking is also very harmful. One cannot confirm whether it is as harmful as active smoking, but definitely it is harmful. So that has to be taken as active smoking, I would say, for all practical purposes. Anybody who is exposed to tobacco smoke is also smoking in a way, isn't it?
Yes,
so I think that for anybody who is smoking, he or she should realize that they are not affecting their own health. They are also kind of damaging the health of their own family members. That is something they really need to keep in mind.
And you just talked about an increasing number of women smoking. That would affect the child's health if they are going to have a baby?
Absolutely. A lady who has conceived and who is carrying a child, and if she is actively smoking, there is going to be significant detrimental effects on the baby and the health. And this includes low birth weight, premature childbirths. So all kinds of complications may happen. Later on also there may be mental retardation and developmental defects in the child. So all kinds of problems may happen before the delivery and even afterwards. So I think that's extremely important for people to know.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on World No Tobacco Day. The participants were Dr. Anand Mohan, Head of Department in Pulmonary Medicine of All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS, New Delhi, and Lalima Anija Dang, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.